Food allergies, intolerances, and leaky gut are real. We can see the reactions through blood tests, elimination testing, and allergy testing. I get food allergy tests every 2 to 3 years to check out what's going on inside my body. Some of you may need to remove gluten, dairy, soy, or even FODMAPs. Fermentable, oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols. FODMAPs, a group of short-chain carbohydrates and sugar alcohols naturally contained in foods or food additives, such as fructose, fructans, galacto-oligosaccharides, GOS, lactose and polyols, e.g. sorbitol and mannitol, are poorly digested and can lead to IBS. My approach is about keeping your gut well and thriving by consuming probiotics and prebiotic fiber and removing chemicals, allergens, and GMOs. Jen, 32, was suffering from acne, bloating, and strong acid reflux. Two of the main triggers for these reactions are gluten, the proteins found in wheat, gliadins, and glutenins, and dairy, typically because of lactose, but also due to casein and whey. Jen was adamant that she did not have an issue with either. But in fact, she had a pretty strong addiction to them. She seemed almost mad that I wanted to try taking them away. But after a 21-day elimination period, we brought back gluten and dairy, individually, and she became sick again, with painful and debilitating cramps. Sometimes, it's not so cut and dried. You might not experience a dramatic reaction to a food that is causing an issue in your body. To determine with certainty, you have to cut it out and see how you feel. Jen isn't missing any nutrition leading a gluten-free and dairy-free life now, but she is missing about 20 pounds she used to carry. Aria, 29, is a manager at a fitness club and is in awesome shape. She eats a mainly vegetarian diet with some fish every now and then. Sounds clean, right? Yet, she suffered from a stubborn case of severe acne. When we looked at everything she was eating during a typical day and week, we found one culprit, soy. Her morning coffee order was a soy latte. Her lunch was often a macrobiotic bowl based around tofu, which is made from soybeans. I encouraged her to pull the soy, and within about 6 weeks, her acne significantly improved. What hidden culprit are you relying on each day? You might already know if you are sensitive to gluten, dairy, or soy. But if not, use these questionnaires to see if you might be reactive. Gluten questionnaire. Do you suffer from any of the following? 1. Frequent bloating or gas. 2. IBS or acid reflux. 3. Daily or regular diarrhea or chronic constipation. 4. Migraines or headaches. 5. Joint pains or aches. 6. Forgetfulness or brain fog. 7. Depression or anxiety. 8. ADD or ADHD, now or as a child. 9. Low thyroid. 10. Eczema or acne. Dairy. Lactose whey or casein questionnaire. Do you suffer from any of the following conditions? 1. Nausea, diarrhea, bloating, or flatulence. 2. IBS. 3. Acne, itchy skin, or eczema. 4. Mood swings, or have you been diagnosed with depression? 5. Respiratory problems like coughing, asthma, or sinusitis. Soy questionnaire. Do you suffer from any of the following? 1. Hormonal acne. 2. Low thyroid. 3. Fatigue. 4. Slow BM motility. If you suffer from two or more conditions in any one category of food, consider cutting that category from your diet for 4 to 6 weeks to see if you have a food allergy or intolerance. If so, I recommend getting tested immediately. Depending on the open-mindedness of your healthcare advisor, he or she might provide such tests. Insurance coverage varies by company. You can always seek out a functional medicine provider who practices a more holistic approach and often provides these tests. Tool number 5, get tested. One other way to know your own chemistry and how you might need to tweak the Fab 4 and the Fab 4 smoothie is to monitor your blood sugar. If you feel like you tend to vacillate and it's hard for you to reach that gentle roll on the blood sugar curve, you might benefit from getting a metabolic panel, which will include glucose, A1C, and other factors that will help you understand your overall blood sugar level. But keep in mind, the results can be deceiving because they don't show you what your blood sugar curve actually looks like on a day-to-day or hour-to-hour basis. As the diagram shows on the enhancement, two drastically different curves can have a very similar average. One curve stays within range, while the other is a wild roller coaster of spikes and crashes. It's important to keep in mind that getting the A1C is a good step, but it can be erroneous as an indicator. For example, if you look at the diagrams in the enhancement, the person with the 93 has ostensibly higher blood sugar, but he also has a much more balanced curve over time. The person on the right with the so-called lower blood sugar shows dramatic spikes throughout the day. So one test of your blood sugar is often not enough to get a reliable, complete understanding of whether your blood sugar is indeed high or low, or spiky or more balanced, which is why going to the doctor once for a blood sugar screening may not be enough. If you buy a home test, you can test your blood sugar more often and develop a more complete picture of your levels. Interpreting yourself. How do you feel? This may seem like a simple question, but it's also a very important one. In order to maximize the impact of eating, as outlined in this book, you need to know when and how to tweak your Fab-4 meals or Fab-4 smoothie. And this requires you to pay attention to your own signals, both physical and emotional. Take a look at these three different people and how they made slight changes to the Fab-4 formula because of their individual needs, including those who relied upon the use of a glucometer to better track their blood sugar throughout the day. Davina, a 27-year-old artist, wanted to lose 15 to 20 pounds. At 5'10", Davina is big-boned and athletic. Her goal was not to become rail thin, but she had gained about 20 pounds since she had stopped playing volleyball after college. And now her doctor was telling her she was insulin resistant and showing signs of metabolic syndrome. After 2 weeks of eating on my plan, she'd lost 8 pounds. But, she confessed to me, I feel irritable and anxious. Those words, irritable and anxious, are typical signs that someone's blood sugar is too low. First, I made sure that Davina was using the full smoothie recipe of 2 tablespoons of fiber and 2 tablespoons of fat, such as MCT oil and or avocado. She was, but not every day. So I suggested that Davina add 10 more grams of protein powder to her morning smoothie, and also add in a fat protein snack, almond butter packet or coconut butter packet, in the late afternoon before dinner. When Davina made these 2 adjustments, she continued to lose weight, 3 or 4 pounds a week, and she felt much more settled and calm. But I really wanted Davina to feel connected to her body and reach a strong peace of mind. So I suggested that she use a glucometer for a couple of weeks to get used to the way her body began to shift its metabolism. That way, she could time her snacks and meals more appropriately. After a few weeks, she didn't need to test herself anymore. She had learned to understand her body. Leslie, 42, is an executive at a Fortune 500 company in a high-stress, very demanding job. She came to me to lose weight because she was fatigued and in a constant state of high anxiety and just didn't feel like herself. She rises early, gets to work by 7:30 a.m., and often works late, past 7 p.m., starting and ending her day in traffic. L.A. life. After consulting with me, she had her Fab-4 smoothie for breakfast, and then at about noon, she went to the company cafeteria for lunch and had a salad with chicken and veggies or an omelet. By the time she headed home, it was almost 7 p.m., and she was starving, so she'd stop at Whole Foods and pick up a great Fab-4 meal, salmon sashimi and a couple of good side dishes. After several months, Leslie had lost 24 pounds. Her mistake? She'd be so hungry that she'd eat her dinner on the way home from the grocery store. By the time she got home, she'd finished dinner. She ate so quickly that her brain and body had not even registered the food, either physically, her brain couldn't keep up with its satiety signals, or emotionally, so she found herself snacking through the night. So as with Davina, I suggested a mandatory bridge snack. A protein and fat combo, such as half an avocado, packet of mixed nuts, or a roti. A small Fab-4 smoothie that you can take on the go. That would settle her down. As soon as Leslie started to incorporate a bridge snack around 5 p.m., she was calm enough to wait to get home to eat. And she didn't find herself snacking on glutino pretzels at odd hours in the night. Her body adapted quickly and easily to this new routine, so she didn't feel the need to use a glucometer to test or track her blood sugar. She knew she was in good balance when she wasn't craving and caving. 39-year-old entrepreneur Tyler had high blood pressure, adrenal fatigue, and signs of metabolic syndrome. He came to me after his doctor said he could reverse his prediabetes and high blood pressure through good nutrition and regular exercise. Like many of us, Tyler would start his day with a latte or nothing at all, and would often work through lunch. It would suddenly be 3 p.m., and he'd have a migraine and feel queasy and dizzy. I explained that he was pushing his body too far. He needed to eat lunch in order to keep himself in balanced blood sugar without taxing his adrenals. So we did two things. We made sure his assistant ordered a clean lunch for him, which he had to sit down and eat before 1 p.m., and he began to use his glucometer after he'd eaten and then later in the evening before dinner. He discovered in a very specific way how his blood sugar would drop and spike if he did not stick to plan. And although I couldn't convince him to give up his latte, I got him to add in a breakfast Fab Four smoothie first thing in the morning to support his adrenals. He also started testing his blood sugar first thing in the morning, fasting, and testing again 1 to 2 hours after each meal. Our plan helped Tyler gain concrete feedback about where he was on his curve and how specific foods affected him. In general, men need 6 to 8 ounces of protein per meal, whereas women need 4 to 6 ounces of protein. However, depending on your shape, amount of muscle mass, and how frequently you exercise, you might need more protein and more fat with your meals. If you begin to feel shaky or tired in the afternoon, add a side of avocado to your lunch. If that doesn't work, give yourself a bridge snack of protein plus fat, such as a hard-boiled egg or a small amount of grass-finished beef jerky, or tuna or salmon salad. And by all means, if you think your blood sugar is not evening out and you continue to feel sharp drops and spikes in blood sugar over the course of the day, then consult your physician and request the A1C test, knowing that you might need to repeat the test to really understand your average range. You might also benefit from using a glucometer until you've figured out how best to stay in balance throughout the day. Tool number 6, track yourself. Throughout this process, it's crucial to check in with yourself and stay connected with how you feel physically, emotionally, and mentally. As I mentioned before, I recommend that you keep a Fab Four notebook in your phone, on your computer, or in a journal. You'll be tracking not only your goals, but how you are feeling, hour by hour and day by day. As you stay aware of how you feel, you'll begin to tie it to the foods you are eating. Remember, the goal is to be hormone aware. This will help you stay attuned not only to reactions you might be having, but also to the dips in mood, including any moments when you might slip back into a fixed mindset. Believe me, I know how hard it is to stay motivated. After a long holiday weekend of letting a few things slide, you can feel even less motivated to get back on track. You probably have a high fasting blood sugar number that you need to whip back into shape, plus a little residual inflammation. And those sugary choices have probably been messing with your sleep. For most of my clients, tracking works as a great way to stay self-connected, learn how to auto-correct, and bounce back from any slip-ups. Here's what to include in your notebook. Your SMART goals, including progress, successes, setbacks, and challenges. Your thoughts, feelings, and moods, not only about food, but also your life in general. Your meals and snacks, your exercise, sleep, and other activities. If you're a bit type A. An important note. If you're extremely type A and have a tendency to obsess, regret, and self-punish over food decisions, tracking can potentially exacerbate those issues. If you fall into this camp, I recommend that you don't track yourself. Instead, trust yourself. Take a look at the cases I've discussed and learn how to check in with yourself and trust your body signals. Do you need more protein or fat? Are you feeling a bit stopped up or sluggish? Do you need a bit more fiber? These cues can be useful to you, even if you don't write everything down in a Fab Four notebook. Claim your happy place. I consider myself a happy person. One of my biggest joys in life is to make other people happy. Just ask my husband. I like to smile, laugh out loud, and make every situation as fun as possible. This sunny disposition has helped me a lot in life. But we all have our good days and our bad days, our ups and our downs. That's life. The more we accept these ebbs and flows instead of fighting them and judging ourselves, the more we can move through our emotions productively. I'm a big fan of having a cry and moving on, not reliving and dwelling on things, and not putting myself through unnecessary emotional torture. When we embrace that we are always changing, our identity, our bodies, our brains, our relationships, our work, then we can become more loving towards ourselves. Instead of judging how we feel or don't feel, we can simply be aware of our feelings, accept them, and choose to stay in that happy place. Being truly well comes from committing to this happy place. Replace the dopamine spike you get from sugar with music, exercise, touch, laughing, or setting a realistic goal. Yep, time to set that SMART goal. When your body feels better through non-food related reward, it's easier to be calm and mindful. We will always encounter challenges, distractions, pain, and even loss. But remember, breakthroughs often come through these times of adversity. And when these curveballs come your way, we can use our relationship with our own happy place to find solace and strength from within, instead of from unhealthy food or other behaviors that do us harm. Chapter 6. Your Fab Four Meals and Recipes. So what will you be eating? Let's begin with the Be Well Fab Four. These are the four categories of macronutrients we live by on this program. Protein, fat, fiber, and greens. These food groups were chosen for a reason. Protein is the building block of your muscles and other cells. Among other things, protein signals to your brain that you're full. Protein increases the production of GLP-1, your full hormone, contributes to satiety due to its interaction with CCK, one of your satiety hormones, increases PYY, your control hormone, and releases dopamine, your reward hormone. Also, a lack of protein increases NPY and stimulates your craving for more carbohydrates. Contains B vitamins and minerals that will help with overall food absorption. Is a source of amino acids, which are the building blocks of all proteins, including collagen. Fat is necessary for brain functioning, hormonal production and balance, and cell development and growth. Specifically, essential fatty acids, omega-3 and omega-6 in proper proportions, are critical for managing the hormones that regulate temperature, moods, and digestion. Among other things, fat increases satiety through leptin and CCK, reduces fasting insulin levels, makes us feel calmer and more relaxed, slows digestion, curbs cravings, maximizes loss of stored body fat, ketosis, hydrates cells. Some of the go-to sources of good fat include avocados, fatty fish such as salmon, trout, mackerel, sardines, and herring, olive oil, coconut and coconut oil, nuts, and chia seeds. In Chapter 7 and 8, I'll show you how to sneak these rich sources of fats into your Fab 4 smoothie and Fab 4 roti. My version of a smoothie that you can take when you're on the go or before a dinner, wedding, bridal shower, birthday, or Super Bowl party, when you know your food options might be limited and or only deep fried. You'll learn more about this super fun tool in Chapter 8. Fiber moves food through your digestive system. It's found in non-starchy carbohydrates such as vegetables, seeds, nuts, and fruits. It's an absolutely necessary part of gut health and regular digestion. Fiber provides food for good bacteria in the gut, which helps keep you regular. Helps the body produce butyrate, a short-chain fatty acid, super fat for the gut, that prevents cancer and has anti-inflammatory properties. Removes toxins from the body. Slows absorption of glucose. Greens, aka vegetables deep in color, along with being a source of fiber, are nature's way of providing us with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that prevent premature aging, strengthen our immune systems so we can resist disease and illness, and protect our overall health and physical and mental well-being. Diets that are loaded with processed foods don't deliver sufficient vitamins and minerals. Supplements are an alternative, but I am a big fan of introducing greens through the foods you eat. Here's what they do. Produce antioxidants that repair cell damage from the environment. Serve as anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, and detoxification agents. Provide naturally occurring resistant starch that feeds gut microbiota. Contain the sugar, sulfaquinivos, that feed gut microbiota. Replace vitamins and minerals. Offer medicinal properties for healing. Provide phytonutrients and phytochemicals. Phytonutrients. Beta-carotene, an orange carotenoid found in various vegetables. Curcumin, the primary polyphenol in turmeric root. Epigallocatechin 3-gallate, EGCG, a green tea extract and abundant in matcha. Ellagic acid, found in berries, may slow the growth of cancer cells and help your liver neutralize cancer-causing chemicals. Hesperidin, in citrus like orange and lemon, have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. Lutein is found in broccoli, spinach, kale, zucchini, and squash. Lycopene, a red carotenoid found in watermelon, pink grapefruit, and tomatoes, and pomegranate extracts. Luteolin, a flavonoid found in peppers and various green vegetables. Piperine, a phytochemical found in black pepper, increases curcumin. Quercetin is a well-studied type of flavanol found in berries, apple, kale, and onion. Resveratrol, a phytochemical found in grapes, peanuts, and wine. Sulforaphane, a sulforous phytochemical found in cruciferous vegetables that increases enzymes that can deactivate free radicals and carcinogens. The Fab Four smoothie and Fab Four are the keys to balanced blood sugar. This scientifically supported, simple to put together formula for meals or a meal replacement smoothie will accomplish all that you want. Blood sugar balance, increased satiety, elongated blood sugar curve, insulin sensitivity. The result? You'll feel energetic yet calm, satisfied and not hungry, and connected to your body on a whole new level. My guess is that you've probably never enjoyed the benefits of putting these feelings together. Because either you don't eat to satiety, or you listen only to how you feel about food when you tell yourself, "I feel like having that donut." But I promise when you make these slight changes to what you are eating and choose from the Fab Four and my Fab Four smoothies in Chapter 7, you will easily cue into your body's satiety, keep hunger hormones at bay, and learn to eat in a way that helps you either lose weight or maintain your weight. Go for light structure. Though I've provided portion goals for each of the Fab Four so that you'll know what the right amount looks like for each meal, it's really up to you to make the Fab Four your own. The beauty of this light structure is that you decide what to eat for each category. You can be a salmon salad with avocado lover, a lettuce-wrapped burger babe, or a shrimp stir-fry dude. All you have to do is get your portions right so that you feel full and satisfied. The power is in your hands, and I'm putting it there on purpose. I want you to learn to trust yourself, feel confident in your decisions, and build the lifestyle you want around the foods you love. That said, I'm going to give you a ton of ideas. This chapter is full of simple, delicious, and filling recipes for Fab Four meals that appeal to all different palates and lifestyle preferences. And if cooking isn't your thing, you can use the recipes as a guide to help you get a sense of what to order when you go out. More on my Fab Four meal hacks in Chapter 8. One other thing. Notice my previous choice of words. I said meals, not snacks. Meals are key. Snacking delays the inevitable, and as I mentioned back in Chapter 4, can disrupt your digestion process. If you're hungry, eat a real Fab Four meal, with a Fab Four smoothie as an option. When you turn off your hunger with enough of the right foods, you're learning to reset your body-brain satiety signals. Essentially, you're learning how to eat only when you're really hungry, not when you're in a craving state. There's a big difference. Before we get to the portion goals and recipes, let me share two quick client stories with you. 29-year-old Aaron, one of my athletes, was constantly hungry and feeling depleted. He was very active in eating his version of clean, 3 meals and at least 2 snacks per day, consisting of things like high-protein cereal with yogurt, an apple and almond butter for a snack, a whole wheat sandwich with fruit, a pre-workout energy bar, and then lots of chicken and rice for dinner. We modified his 3 meals to be Fab Four meals, and immediately those snacks became history. He continued to use a post-strength training protein shake to support muscle gain, but he didn't need snacks to bridge between meals. Aaron was shocked at the difference in how he felt, full, energized, and mentally sharp. Kate, 31, had just weaned her 8-month-old son, Oliver, when we had our first call. Her goal was to lose her last 15 pounds of baby weight. She was finally getting some sleep, being more mobile on her feet, and thinking about getting a trainer. Kate walked me through her typical day. Coffee with vanilla coconut milk creamer, a bite of banana, a handful of Cheerios, a nibble of chicken, a few blueberries, a handful of cheese puffs, a sip from a pear puree pack, an iced vanilla latte in the afternoon, then a couple of chips with salsa as she made dinner. If I were Kate, by 4 p.m., I would want a ticket to the all-you-can-eat buffet. Can you guess what happened next? Yep, she overate at dinner, and even then wasn't totally satisfied until she had her chocolate fix. Kate never quieted her hunger. She stoked it over and over, and it screamed for her to eat. Do you have any idea how common this is? Kate was frustrated. She couldn't figure out why she couldn't lose weight, because in her mind she was barely eating and her calories weren't excessive. Can you guess? Was it A, blood sugar imbalance, B, hunger hormone imbalance, C, emotional imbalance, including being hangry, food obsessed, and body bashing, or D, all of the above? Kate didn't need to change her whole life to start seeing big changes. I asked her to make a Fab Four smoothie for breakfast and then wait to eat a Fab Four lunch. She would aim to have 20 grams of protein, 2 cups of fibrous green vegetables, and a couple tablespoons of fat. After a few weeks, Kate no longer needed to eat in the afternoon, and within a month, Kate had lost 18 pounds and 22 inches all over her body. I will never forget the email I received from Kate after 3 months of working together. I'm crying while I write this email. Kelly, you are my angel. I don't know why or how God brought you into my life, but my gratitude is hard to put into words. I have been dieting for over 15 years, and I don't want to even think about the moments I've lost, so I won't. Today, I am more confident than I have ever been in a body I didn't think I would ever own. But what brings me to tears is that I have never been more myself. I'm a better mom, better wife, and better friend. I'm present, joyful, and calm. Thank you for teaching me to trust my body again. I love it, and it loves me right back. A lot of people grab a latte, energy bar, juice, muffin, or 100-calorie pack of something without reviewing the macronutrient content and thinking about what it will do to their hunger. The answer is, not much. Snacking isn't eating to satiety. But remember, when you begin each day with a Fab Four smoothie or a Fab Four meal, you set yourself up to elongate your blood sugar curve and increase your sense of fullness for up to 6 hours. And the same goes for lunch. That's a lot of time to be burning calories and helping you lose weight. Of course, it does more than that too. By eating fiber-rich vegetables, you slowly release insulin instead of asking your pancreas to overdo it, and keep NPY, a carbohydrate craving hormone, at bay. You give your body the precursors to make the happy hormones, dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. It's not an accident that I sit down to complete meals with every Fab Four component. Fab Four portion goals. How should your Fab Four be portioned at every meal? Use these guidelines for quantities and review the lists that follow to see what falls into the Fab Four categories. Protein, 4 to 6 ounces for women, 6 to 8 ounces for men. Fat, 2 tablespoons. Fiber and greens, 2 to 4 cups fibrous green vegetables. Fruit, 1/2 cup maximum. It's great to have it in the morning, preferably in your Fab Four smoothie, so your body has a chance to metabolize it in the liver and space to store it. Snack or dessert is okay too, but not all three. no more than one serving of starchy carbohydrate per meal, such as one tortilla or fourth to a half cup gluten-free grain. Reduce dairy, such as yogurt or hard cheese, to 1 to 2 servings per week or less. Now turn to the enhancement for my delicious recipes, most of which take under 20 minutes to prepare and require minimal equipment. My go-to kitchen tools include a food processor, a high-speed blender, a zoodler, a meat thermometer, and a stainless steel skillet. Since ovens vary, I depend exclusively on my meat thermometer to indicate the doneness of meat. Chapter 7. The Fab Four Smoothie. Your secret weapon. There's a smoothie craze now, and every nutritionist I know seems to have created a smoothie that bursts with flavor and health benefits. That's all great, but I didn't create the Fab Four smoothie to ride the trend with everyone else. My formula grew organically from my practice, as many of my clients didn't have time to cook a Fab Four breakfast every day. In order to balance their blood sugar and prime their body chemistry and metabolism for the rest of the day, I needed to get them the Fab Four in under 60 seconds of prep time. No joke. And I wanted to do it in a tasty, delicious, and satisfying way. I've tried my fair share of diet shakes in the past and know how bland and chalky they can be. So, with my science coat and a chef hat on, I went to work. What evolved was the Fab Four smoothie, a Fab Four meal that is easy to make in more than 40 amazing flavors and recipes. Just to name a few of the delicious recipes that follow on the enhancement: sweet, salted caramel, snickerdoodle, apple pie, blueberry muffin, banana bread, lemon cookie, and chocolate cherry. Chill, mint chip, watermelon mint, spa day, and strawberry basil. Throwbacks: PB&J, oatmeal raisin, and pumpkin pie. Fun: mojito, mango kale madness, and peaches and greens. Green: mean matcha, berry green, avocado green dream, acai green, and green apple. The Fab Four smoothie will be your secret weapon. My Fab Four smoothie is a formula based on the same combination of the Fab Four. It is designed to create a blood sugar balancing meal replacement shake in any flavor, with enough protein, fat, fiber, and greens to keep you full for up to 6 hours. By beginning the day with one of my many smoothie recipes, you set yourself up for balanced blood sugar, a feeling of satiety, and a body chemistry that prompts weight loss through the burning of stored fat. You prime your chemistry with breakfast and set yourself up for success. Imagine that. A day of no cravings, no mood or energy swings. You will feel clear-headed, energetic, and light on your feet. You won't be counting the hours until lunch or dinner, or falling victim to sugary temptations. Here's the formula: protein, 20 grams minimum. Fiber, 2 tablespoons or 10 grams minimum. Fat, 1 to 2 tablespoons. Greens, a handful or more. Fruit, a fourth a cup. Plus superfoods and liquid. That equals satiety and an elongated blood sugar curve. But before we break out the blender, there are a few things you should know. It's important to have the right mindset regarding smoothies. They are not about starving yourself or trying to survive only on liquids. They're not a diet unto themselves. They're not the beginning stage of a cleanse. Like the rest of my plan, the Fab Four smoothie is rooted in the science of blood sugar balance and is formulated to deliver the macronutrients, protein, fat, fiber, and greens your body needs to be healthy, function properly, and feel sated. It's a tool to use to get you going in the morning, plan ahead before a party, recalibrate if you're out of balance, and fill in for a meal if you're not very hungry. It's not a blanket substitute for regular food and Fab Four meals. There are a lot of other smoothies out there. Beware. Many of the smoothies found in juice shops and grocery smoothie bars and on the internet are loaded with way, way too much sugar, specifically fructose from excessive amounts of fruit, agave, dates, and fruit juice. Can you guess what happens when you take in all those simple carbohydrates? Your blood sugar skyrockets. It's like a tall stack of pancakes in a glass. Many of my fat-4 smoothie recipes include fruit, but in a measured way, a fourth to half a cup. That won't buy you a ticket for the roller coaster. They can also be made fruit-free, depending on your goals and preference. If you have enough protein, fat, and fiber at each meal, you can elongate your blood sugar curve, which means you'll have energy to maintain the 4 to 6 hour window between meals. This window will allow your body to properly digest your food, surge with human growth hormone and testosterone to burn fat, calm insulin levels, which slow fat burning, and make you feel more relaxed. The Fat4 smoothie is designed to make it all possible. Depending on your previous eating habits, let's say you ate lots of starchy carbohydrates, sugar, or fruit. It might take a little more to hold you over till lunch. I counsel my clients to start with the base formula and see how long their sense of fullness lasts. If they get hungry after 3 hours, it's a sign they need to add an extra tablespoon of fiber the next day. If they still get hungry at 3.5 hours, I tell them to add an extra tablespoon of fat the next day. If the added fiber and fat still doesn't get them all the way to lunch, then I suggest upping their protein from 20 to 30 grams. The more you are tuned into your body and how you are feeling, the more precisely you can create a smoothie that gives you the magic 4 to 6 hour window of satisfaction. Think of the Fat4 smoothie as a formula for creating a custom drink. Find something you like in each category and combine it in the right proportions for something that's personalized and good for you. Here's the breakdown of the formula for a single Fat4 smoothie. For protein, look for clean sprouted vegetarian protein or grass-fed whey. For fiber, use raw fiber powder or chia seeds, flax seeds, acacia fiber, or even avocado, which is both a fat and a fiber. Greens can be anything green and or leafy. Kale, spinach, basil, parsley, cucumber. Fruit or high fructose vegetables can be whatever you like. Berries, banana, mango, peach, carrot. Just be sure not to overdo it. A fourth to half a cup. Frozen fruits are great if you like a thicker smoothie. Fats can be coconut oil, avocado, nut butter, or walnuts, or try MCT, medium chain triglyceride oil. Liquids can be water, almond milk, coconut water, no added sugar, cashew milk, cold-pressed grain juice, walnut milk, or hemp milk. I do not recommend dairy, cow milk. If you go with coconut water or cold-pressed green juice, don't add fruit. Last but not least, any superfood or additives you want. See the recipes and or packaging for serving sizes. Here are some of my favorites. Adaptogens. Ashwagandha or rhodiola to combat stress and high cortisol. Resistant starch. Potato starch, a prebiotic. Super powders. Greens, collagen, ginger, turmeric. Nutritional toppings. Chia seeds, sunflower seeds, coconut flakes, cacao nibs, bee pollen, or sea salt. Use them for flavor or for your particular health goals. Now to the recipes. You'll find them all on the enhancement. Introducing unmodified potato starch. Note on introducing unmodified potato starch. You may recall that resistant starch acts as a strong prebiotic fiber and is found in foods such as sunchokes. When you use the powdered form as a supplement, make sure you start slowly with a small amount, about a fourth a teaspoon. This wonderful gut builder can give off a lot of gas. You never want to use more than a teaspoon. Part 3. Your Fat4 Life. Chapter 8. Living the Fat4 Life. This is so easy. That's one of the most common texts I receive after taking on new clients. And who doesn't like easy? That's one of the reasons my program is so incredibly sustainable. The light structure of the Fat4 and the Fat4 smoothie makes eating to satiety a breeze and allows your body's natural metabolism to go to work for you. But that's not the only reason the plan is so effective and sustainable. It works because it's flexible and adaptable to real life. After all, a lifestyle is one you can actually live, right? And that's what I coach and guide my clients to do. Live. Personally, I like to know I can live spur of the moment if I want to, and not be tied to my home, a strict eating schedule, or an overly restrictive meal plan. I like to know I can change up my meals, my smoothies, and even my shopping routine. all without falling off the wagon. I want the same for you. The ability to live life as it comes without overthinking every food decision along the way. I want you to feel empowered and in control, no matter the location, setting, or mood you're in. What follows is a collection of simple tools, tips, and strategies that will help you tackle a variety of real-life what to buy, eat, and order moments so you can get into the groove of your very own Fab Four lifestyle. You'll find tips on how to plan and shop, how to stay in balance even if you travel for work, let your hair down on a long weekend, or go on vacation, and how to easily regain balance if a night out or hashtag Sunday Funday throws you off kilter. There won't be any menu, party, airport, work conference, or weekend at the in-laws you can't handle. Remember, this lifestyle is about nourishing your body, loving yourself, and enjoying the pleasures of life. I've made it my mission to give you simple strategies to find balance and ditch that all-or-nothing diet mentality that might be weighing you down. Within no time, I promise you'll sense a new confidence growing inside you, and this way of thinking will become automatic. Here you go. Plan in 3-day increments. If you usually cook at home, it's natural to want to plan and shop for the entire 5 or 7 day week. You might also want, or need, to do as much Sunday meal prep as possible. I'm all for planning and Sunday meal prep, but I don't recommend thinking in week-long terms. Instead, I coach my clients to think in blocks of no more than 3 days at a time. Thinking in 3-day increments gives you more flexibility, both mentally and in terms of your actual food decisions. It's probably not realistic to decide on Sunday what you're going to want to eat by Thursday or Friday. Plus, some aspect of your weekly schedule may have changed by Wednesday. You worked late, you had an impromptu dinner out, or you just don't feel like cooking or eating what you did cook. It makes trips to the grocery store quicker and easier and reduces the amount of time you need to spend doing Sunday meal prep. It also limits waste and ensures that your ingredients are as fresh as possible. In addition, I tend to go out to eat later in the week and on the weekends, which means my second grocery trip is normally supplemental. Maybe I buy some more greens for a side salad, fresh almond milk for my smoothies, or eggs for a lazy breakfast for dinner. The bottom line is that 3-day increments gives you the ability to plan and be efficient, but offer a more realistic, livable, and flexible time frame. The effect of this kind of planning is food sanity, not food anxiety. If I have to plan ahead for an entire week, I end up feeling overwhelmed or annoyed, or I turn into a human garbage disposal, racing to eat all my prepped food before it goes bad. Have you ever prepped on Sunday and eaten it all by Wednesday? Or staggered into Friday with 50% of your planned food uneaten? Many of my clients have had this problem. They've shared with me that trying to think ahead for an entire week reminds them of strict 7-day diets, which can lead to the restrictive, on-or-off plan mentality we're trying to replace. Further, this kind of planning and overstructuring can also trigger food obsession and other negative patterns of thinking. Believe me, I've been there. And I get why many diets offer 7-day meal plans, so people don't have to overthink what they're going to eat. Yes, on the one hand, people like to be told what to do and what to eat. But ultimately, I think our human default mode is freedom. Besides, overplanning meals takes away the pleasure of shopping, preparing, and enjoying them. 3-day increments are the perfect sweet spot and have been highly effective for my clients. Where to shop? I tend to go to stores that offer a wide variety of organic produce, meats, fish, and staple items. Whole Foods and Trader Joe's are my two go-tos, but many other regional and national grocery chains now offer whole, organic, and unprocessed foods. It's a positive trend and means even places like Costco, Target, and Walmart might be options for you, depending on where you live. Just do a little research and read all your labels very carefully. Have you ever ventured out to a local farmer's market? Many communities and neighborhoods around the country have weekly or monthly farmer's markets where you can find fresh and healthy foods. If I go to the farmer's market on Sunday, I know I can find my organic vegetables, herbs, and some fun new dips and sauces. It's also a great place to buy wild fish, grass-finished beef, which was raised only on pasture, as opposed to grass-fed animals, which are often grass-fed for part of their lives and grain-fed only closer to slaughter, and cage-free eggs and poultry. Talking directly with independent farmers and growers will also give you a different perspective and connect you to where your food comes from. Obviously, everything is online these days too. there's no shortage of subscription meal services, shopping apps, and websites out there to choose from. But make sure you take a close look at these options. Sunbasket and Green Chef, for instance, offer many organic, non-GMO choices, whereas more commercial, mainstream services such as Blue Apron offer meals that include a lot of fatty, salty, and sweet sauces and ingredients. And they don't promise that meats and vegetables are organic. When it comes to fresh, organic produce, you can't turn to your former excuses about not having the time to shop. Amazon Fresh, Instacart, and others make shopping and planning your meals super easy and much less time-consuming. I've found that sourcing my proteins online has been extremely efficient. It's easy to buy meat, poultry, and fish in bulk and store it in my freezer. Then just pull out what I need or feel like that week or morning. My favorite online resources include ButcherBox, Vital Choice, Honest Bison, and U.S. Wellness Meats. Local independent farms may also have online presences. For specialty items that are hard to find or more expensive, shelf-stable ingredients such as coconut aminos, approved protein bars, and individual travel supplies, I like to order online from Thrive Market. Having specialty supplies on hand helps me upgrade my meals, stay on track, and avoid using or eating food that isn't clean. Tips for shopping and light planning. Make a list before you go shopping. As I create a cluster of meals for my 3-day increment, I think about how certain meals and their ingredients overlap. I don't like to waste food, so this helps me use all the fresh ingredients on my shopping list and make sure what I need in the staples department is on hand. Don't shop hungry. You've no doubt heard this tip before, but it's worth a reminder. Going to a grocery store hungry is just plain dangerous. When we're in a state of low blood sugar, we're hormonally driven toward the sweets, treats, and starches. The key is to time your shopping for after a meal or smoothie. Get to know your local grocer and farmer's market options. Ideally, you want a grocery store with a wide range of organic and unprocessed foods. If you're doing a lot of shopping online, I recommend Thrive Market and Amazon Fresh. What to buy? I tend to shop on Sundays, and when I do, I like to have a loose idea of what I plan to make for lunch and dinner, working off my calendar and knowing when I'll be prepping for two or just me. As you will see, many of the items on my grocery list are staples. They can be bought more or less in bulk and keep well in your refrigerator, freezer, or cupboard for a month or so. This is why I usually have two grocery lists, one that changes weekly based on my recipes, meals, and smoothies, and one that includes my staples that don't vary all that much from month to month. I like simple, tasty meals. I purchase things that inspire my appetite and balance my body. Keeping my cabinets stocked with dry, canned, and fridge staple supplies like chia, flaxseed, coconut milk, garbanzo beans, and nut butters makes it easy to whip up a meal without extra planning. My bulk online protein order guarantees I always have protein, and it normally includes 2 pints of bone broth, 2 to 4 pounds of grass-finished ground beef, 1 to 2 steaks, bison or grass-finished beef, 1 whole chicken, 4 chicken breasts, 1 pound of jumbo wild shrimp, and 4 pieces of wild salmon. If something is on special or looks super yummy, maybe lobster, scallops, a whitefish, bacon or ribs, I simply add it to the cart. I try to cook through the whole order before I order again. Then, when I do get to the farmer's market, I may only need to pick up 1 vegetable to roast for each dinner, such as Brussels sprouts, asparagus, broccolini, or cauliflower, depending on what looks fresh and appealing. I also throw in the fixings for a crunchy salad, greens, vegetables, cucumber, tomatoes, and so on. Plus an aromatic or two, onions, garlic, and some good-looking herbs. That leaves only avocados, eggs, lemons, and limes, and something to keep it fun, like fat sauces, such as hummus, chimichurri, baba ganoush, or pasta sauce. These basics set me up for all my favorite dishes, such as broccolini beef, zoodles and meat sauce, lemon chicken with roasted veggies, lettuce-wrapped burgers, meatloaf, and cauliflower mash, chicken fab pho bowl, or taco night. Find all these recipes on the enhancement. When your favorites can be whipped up in 10 minutes, Sunday prep turns into cleaning veggies, making a bulk protein, a fat sauce, or freezer fudge. And when it comes to Sunday night dinner, we tend to eat soup I pick up from the farmer's market and a few roasted veggies from my prep. Here's a version of a play-by-play for your Sunday Fab 4 prep. Protein. Prepare one bulk protein that can be used for lunch, a weeknight dinner, or a post-weight training bridge snack. You can roast a whole chicken, hard-boil half a carton of eggs, prepare flax meatballs, or whip up a salmon salad. Fat. Make a fat sauce, such as avocado hummus, chimichurri, pesto, or a salad dressing. If you feel your sweet tooth kicking in, make freezer fudge for the week. Fiber and greens. Wash and chop salad produce for easy use. Roast 2 trays of vegetables for sides or cold lunch salads. Herbs. Freeze half your herbs for smoothies or recipes. Super Sunday extras. If you have time, make a chili, soup, or puree that you'll love. Smoothie supplies are the easiest to keep on hand, making it really simple to eat clean and balance your blood sugar. Protein powders, chia, flax seeds, acacia fiber, coconut milk, cacao nibs, adaptogens, shredded coconut, hemp hearts, walnuts, MCT oil, and coconut oil are all shelf stable. So no excuses. Plus, nut butters last in the fridge, and unopened backups can be stored in the pantry. Then you can load up your freezer with frozen spinach, kale, blueberries, and a seasonal fruit to experiment with in a new recipe. What tends to work for my clients is finding a few staple recipes for smoothies and then trying a new one once a week or so. Smoothies can help you use your farmer's market leftovers too. For example, squeeze a leftover half lemon in your smoothie for phytonutrients and don't forget to throw in those fresh herbs, cucumbers, and greens before they wilt. Sunday Fab 4 Smoothie Checklist. Ensure you have protein, fat, fiber, and a liquid source for a week of smoothies. Unlike meal planning, smoothie planning should get you through a week of breakfast smoothies. Buy organic nuts in bulk, keep them in your freezer to prevent oxidation, and portion out what you need into a glass container for the week. My Staples Grocery List. While staples traditionally refers simply to dry goods that can be stored in your cupboard, for our purposes, the idea of staples includes all the regular clean foods that you will be incorporating into your smoothies and Fab 4 meals. You'll find my list of grocery staples, seasonings, and fat choices on the enhancement. Simple substitutions. Much of the success and ease of the Fab 4 lifestyle comes from making simple, healthy, and delicious substitutions that can have a dramatic impact on your health. Initially, these replacements might take you a little out of your comfort zone, but I encourage you to embrace being in an unfamiliar territory and try them out. In a few short weeks, you might just find yourself with an expanded palate. The upside is huge. Improved overall health, new flavors, flexibility if you're facing a challenging menu or situation, and the confidence in a new, growth-oriented mindset. Instead of beef, try buffalo, bison, or lamb. Yearning for a big burger, guilt-free steak, or tasty bowl of chili? Try swapping buffalo, bison, for your conventionally raised